Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Well, Director, I have to hand it to you. It's kind of a great idea to throw a party that celebrates all the major holidays at once.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I had a lot of time since, you know, we canceled game night.
You don't need to talk about game nights.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've just sort of been planning this, and I thought, you know, do them all at once. Make a new tradition on this planet.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I know we've all been busy dealing with everything that's been going on, that it's been easy to forget to celebrate the small stuff, but Halimus is a great idea.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, still trying to decide, though, about whether, you know, cookies or candy bars for the main table.
Director, I'm confused. So some of the presents are treats.
Yes.
But then some of the presents that you open are tricks?
Yeah, like a whipped cream hand to the face.
Yeah, yeah. I opened up a bunch of mouse traps, and then there was I also opened up a live lobster that pinched my nose. Did you wrap any treats?
Well, I was having so much fun, you know, coming up with all the tricks. I'm pretty sure I had a couple in there that were, but you know, you lose track after a while. I should have written on them.
Sir, we can't have anything that would damage the crew. I'm going to need to take a quick look at all your treats to see if there's anything else live in there. That
sure.
Could be harmful.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't open that big one that says Director Brass on it. It's a surprise.
Okay, sir. Why does this one sound like it's got a spider in it? Mr. Bridges?
Bartholomew! Wait! Don't say anything yet! Your surprise grab bag. No, you have to reach in. Without looking.
This is part of the celebration of darkness, is it?
Ooh.
What'd you land on? 12 days of darkness?
All sticky and weird. What was it?
Artificial happiness.
I feel like you're still not over the whole us temporarily putting game night on hold after your epic evening that you created with your game.
I mean, listen, that's a fine decision. You don't like fun. That's fine. And in fact, it sort of makes sense. You don't like fun. You like pretend, cloying, beat down your door, never leave you alone, fake holiday type fun. I can get behind it. That's fine. Whatever. I'll be in my room.
Totally should have gone with the candy bars.
Director Tinsley?
Yes.
There's an emergency on level M, sir.
I thought we didn't have a level M.
Sir, level M. I'm going to go deal with it, sir. If you'll excuse me.
Oh, I'm happy to come with you. I've always wanted to know what's in level M.
Don't you know about this?
Of course I do. I'm Director. I don't have a clue. There's nothing in the files about level M. I even had Alberta go through the computer thing, and there's nothing there either.
Yeah, I went through the whole computer thing. There's nothing in there.
God, how long were you under the table?
Oh, the whole time. I'm opening up presents, trying to find one that has a nice thing in it.
I'm sure there's one somewhere.
Director Tinsley.
Right. I'll just come along with you, in case anything goes wrong. Watch your back.
Maybe it's best you stay here and watch Halimus. Just please keep all of our crew and guests in the hall.
Of course. I can do that.
I must insist, sir.
Right. Understood.
For
yes.
Safety protocol.
Yeah.
You keep everyone having fun in
right
the hall.
Okay. We'll unwrap more presents in your name.
Thank you.
Oh, this one's just filled with bees!
Oh, Mr. Bridges, you should be getting to the mess hall or your room. It's of utmost importance that you are not wandering the halls right now, for no particular reason.
But I was going to my room.
Okay, please, why don't I accompany you to your room? Really, just to walk you there.
Hang on. I was going to my room.
Okay,
and
let's walk you there right now,
I'd
sir.
I'd be happy to be in my room. I have no real interest in celebrations. But the question is, why do you want me in my room?
Bartholomew, I need you to go to your room now.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm on my way.
Barty, this is not the time. Please, go to your room. Do not question me on this. For once, please listen to me. Go to your room.
All right, Mom.
Dr. Bridges. Whoa! Oh, peace, please. Dr. Bridges, please come in.
Hey, Director. How you doing? Listen, I just wanted to say...
Ow! Sorry, Dr. Bridges, we need you in the main hall.
Yeah, I mean, I was just sent to my room, Beatrice...
What? No, I didn't send you to your room, you left here. I need you back in the main hall. There's been an emergency communique just... Whoa, bees! Just came in for you.
Yeah, see, Director, I'm literally getting mixed messages, you see, because I was just sent to my room... by Beatrice, like she was an authoritarian maternal figure. It was quite demeaning, and I was going to go to my room and sulk. But now you're telling me I'm back in the main hall.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Bridges, I guess I punched the thing off. Were you saying you're on your way?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, and if you have a bee suit, maybe bring it.
Or a flower.
Yeah, no reason.
Final check. Name?
Director Beatrice Brianna Brass.
How do I know it's you, Director?
To sleep, perchance to dream.
Yep. It's crazy we have to do this every time. Opening the door.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you for coming down so quickly.
What seems to be the situation, Brenda?
Some of the recent attempts have worked. Sort of. But not well. They're a little disfigured and sort of look like out of a horror movie, kind of. I've managed to secure them in the Lab B section.
They're secured?
Well, yeah, but they seem to almost be working together. I can't tell for sure, as I can't hear any audio from the room right now. I'm trying to fix that, but they seem to be working together to try and get out. I've never seen that kind of behavior in the misfires.
Okay, why don't you seal the doors after me?
Sealing all doors.
Don't let anyone in after me.
Of course not, Director Brass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. I've earned their respect, I think.
It was a really smart idea to use the sweetener. I must say, Alberta, quick thinking. Here's our engineer. Good to see you, Barty.
It's good to see you too, Director. I gotta say, I'm not normally the holiday party kind of guy. I think the bees really spruce it up.
I feel you're being facetious. I can never tell with you, Barty.
No, I like the bees. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
They're excellent.
Well, there's more if you open some more. Maybe we shouldn't open any more.
Well, why is there more bees? Come on.
I was running out of ideas in the trick department, you know?
I'm just saying a little bit of fear makes a person really want to live, you know? So everyone's really going at the party. It's not perfunctory, you know? Everyone's really having a time.
And we never opened the scorpions, so, you know, it's all good. You wouldn't have happened to have bumped into head of security?
Well, I did, in fact. That's what I was trying to tell you. Mixed messages. See, she sent me to my room. Odd maternal figure. Then you sent me to the mess hall. Go to the party, you say.
Well, we did want you at the party, and morale lifting and...
Well, but you see, you wanted me at the party. She wanted me in my room. That's not what I mean by that.
Whoa.
She just wanted me to go to my room.
Oh.
I can tell I'm in demand. I just can't tell why.
Wait, Beatrice is going somewhere super secret to do something probably awesome and not one of us is gonna follow her?
Okay, here we go. Quiet. Come on, Beatrice, pull it together. You can do this.
Hey, Beatrice, it's Barty.
Stop.
I just want to say I was heading to my room, but then, you know, the director, he said I should come to the party, and I did I'm actually sort of having a good time, and I just wanted to say, if you were just sending us all off so that you could be on your own and like, brooding over the holidays...
God, I should have listened to that part. It was explaining this.
We'd really like to have you here, so, you know, why don't you come to the party? I'm sure whatever you're doing is not as fun as... It'd be good to see you.
Director,
sorry, I just thought you should know. There's been a breach in Pod Room C.
What do you mean there's been a breach in Pod Room C?
Well, just what I said, there's been a breach in Pod Room C, which is, I think, connected to the hallway that you're in.
Oh my god. Is that Anderson?
Okay, guys, it's pretty simple. Those communicators they gave you, they're basically just giant trackers, so I know where everyone goes all the time.
Wait, that's
good. So if we can just pull up the 3D map of the base, we'll just be able to know where Beatrice is.
Okay, no, slow down, Albert. Had a little bit too much of that eggnog. Maybe I shouldn't have mixed it with...
Too much of maybe being stung by bees.
That too. You are swelling up a little. Just back up. The communicators, so those are the things on our wrist, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and those are tracking devices.
Essentially, that's pretty much all they're good for. They also do work as communicators.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good.
I couldn't convince you guys to wear giant trackers on your wrists, so.
Right. I have a few follow-up questions, but for now, I think we can cut to the salient point, which is you know where Beatrice is.
Yeah, I know where all of you guys are all the time.
Oh, but not when I. Like,
no, I know exactly where you go to do that.
Oh.
Anderson? Oh, God. Oh, my God. What? Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, God. Why
going this way. What are we doing wrong?
Anderson, I'm so sorry. We'll try again, okay? We'll try again. It'll be different next time, I promise. It won't hurt so much. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, you all stay here. There's more presents. Don't open the little ones that have scurrying sounds in them. Okay. All right, we'll be back. Okay. No, all good. We'll pin the tail on the holiday rat when I'm back. Okay. Alberta, you're in lead position. Scout. Marty, you take up the rear. We're all in this together, right?
Yes. Okay.
It's weird as far as party activities go, but yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Alberta, take us to level M.
Okay.
I don't know if you should be doing that.
If I just take this wire, and I take this wire, and I make them friends, make them hug, and then this wire is not going to be friends anymore. And then...
Oh, and don't forget the bunny ears.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm just going to tie his bunny ears.
Ah, Johnson! Nothing to see here, Johnson. I think you just need to go back in the main hall. Huh? We'll see you in a second. Hurry up.
Three ears. There we go. Okay, good. Now...
Oh, we're moving. Oh, here it goes. We're going down to F.
Guys... If Beatrice wants to be alone on the holidays, why should we really be bothering her?
Okay.
You know?
It's maybe a top secret floor that doesn't exist in base.
The holidays are a time to be with your family. You guys are the only family I have here.
Brenda, come in.
I'm here, Director.
All right, it looks like... something went wrong with this last batch. I've taken out 5, but I found Johnson gnawing on the electrical wires, and it looks like it's knocked out power for the floor. I don't know how many of the pods have opened.
Number 4!
No, Brenda!
They're coming out of the floor!
Brenda, close the door!
They're coming out of the floor!
Brenda, no! Brenda! Brenda!
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Halloween Christmas party. You got a Halloween Christmas party. If you want, I can start it. If you want, I can start it, and then I'll sleep.
You can. You could start your idea. You could open your idea and storming it.
Fine.
Okay.
God, shut him up.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Friends, half-orcs, countrymen, lend me your pointy ears. Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a podcast which combines the art and beauty of classic literature with the fun of Dungeons & Dragons roleplay. These episodes are led by me, Kate, your master teacher, which is Dungeon Master meets High School English teacher. We take on quests in these fascinating worlds, meeting and adventuring with the greatest literary characters of all time, solving puzzles set up by the dubious Dr. Frankenstein.
One eye is over there, and the other eye is rolled over there.
Exactly right.
Hunting Moby Dick alongside Captain Ahab.
I've rolled a one.
Oh, you rolled a one!
Of Mice and Men and Monsters is a faithful yet irreverent way to interact with the stories which have influenced us for centuries. Plus, it's a much more exciting way to experience literature than writing an essay. Essays don't have swords which burst into flame, or poop monsters hiding in toilets.
Anybody got some poop for me?
A new episode of Mice and Men and Monsters is released every other Wednesday, wherever you listen to podcasts.